Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Oh, we're jumping right in.
Oh, you don't want to?
Well, no, I we normally banter before we get to
Well, we've done it both ways.
I know. But, you know, if it's just this, I feel as though I've let the audience down.
Well, I feel that every day.
Don't feel that.
I truly do. No, I don't, strangely enough, Rob. Something you might want to think about.
How do we rectify that?
What's that?
How do we rectify that?
Yeah, how do we correct it?
Rectify what, Rob feeling like he lets
No, that you let them down. Like, we can't just start with it then. We can't just start with the recipe.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is, when we used to do it, it was kind of an add-on.
Right.
And maybe pre-recorded at some point, wasn't it?
No, I don't think we ever pre-recorded it.
We didn't?
No.
All right.
So what you're saying is we should precede it with happy talk and then sort of just curveball it
in. Well, I wanted to share something because, you know, that's what we do more than anything else. We share. I wanted to share with our listening audience that today's date, December 16th.
Yes.
It's no secret to many people that have listened to me for an extremely long period of time that back in the day, and Rob Spiewak will back me up on this, that the Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara schedule was quite liberal. And
subsidized housing, Medicare.
I have to admit that this time of year, starting today, I'm feeling it, and I'm feeling that that old familiar pull of my attention span being shorter,
right?
Not all there, and I'm here to say it's because, well, in the old days, especially right at the end, we would have been 4 days into our vacation.
Well, Mike, in the old days, you know,
point.
You speak
and
so
my
glowingly.
Head is still kind of in that mode this time of year.
It's understandable.
Yes.
It's understandable.
Now we put in, people should be aware of the fact that as far as numbers of shows, we don't put the hours in because we do a shorter show, but as far as numbers of shows, this past year was a record setter for me, and I think maybe for all the guys, because we just generated a tremendous amount of content. That doesn't change the fact that when we get to this day, right around this time of year, I'm sorry. I'm
just
starting
about a
to
week
drift.
Out.
Yeah, I'm and starting
you
know, Mike, to drift
it's
off.
Understandable.
I really
all speak, those years of, what, 5 weeks?
Well, he speaks so glowingly of
eight
the old
weeks. 8 weeks,
days.
Sorry,
well, actually,
and,
Mike.
And hold on. And 8 weeks was 8 weeks. Yeah, Rob will tell you that. Eight
Ten.
Weeks was
no,
the
at the
legal
end.
8 weeks was our contracted weeks off.
Jeez.
Then we had company holidays, which we fudged on at Christmas time. And I remember, Rob, I think the all-time earliest departure prior to coming back after the new year was December 12th.
The way I recall it is that they would sort of break out as 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and then usually three-ish. And, you know, you speak glowingly of it, and it was the golden era of vacation.
What do you do?
But it wasn't easy to get all that time off squeezed in, but we always did.
What do you do for 2 months?
Huh?
You wouldn't get it consecutively. I get that, but what do you do for a month?
I'd come down here. The big one would be December,
right,
and I'd be down here. I'd come down here.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing what you would have done in the past then. You should look at it that way. You're in Florida. You're playing golf.
Yeah, but I still have to come down and see you guys every morning. You
know? And it's really not the show he hates, it's us.
No, but the bottom line is, no, what I'm talking about is right now, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong, this is as cushy as it gets.
You're living the dream.
This is the dream scenario. Right. You know, yeah, tell that to my colon, okay? Tell that to my colon.
Sorry about your colon.
But anyway, so no, that's what I would do. I would come down here and do that. So my point is that I just am kind of, if I appear in the next few days of shows to be a little wobbly, you'll understand why. Got my daughter coming in Friday.
Oh, that's
got
the best.
Got my mother-in-law coming in on Sunday.
I think the holidays, everybody's kind of like that around this
and
time.
And you know, it brings,
I think everybody's a little wobbly.
Yeah, no, and
absolutely.
I don't think it's on you simply because even a guy like, you know, like me, I have a lot going on outside of just regular work that it's work. Your family's coming in town. My sister's coming in town this Friday with all the kids. Like, there are things to do.
It's not wobbly. You know what it is? It's holiday excitement. It's going to bring an extra shimmer to the show.
Well, we should talk about that in the body of the show. Because what you call holiday excitement is what I call one giant pain in the ass.
Oh, you don't care for it. Oh.
With that said, let's dive right into our craft recipe of the day, authored by none other than Pony Boy Matthew Bloom.
Thank you.
Son of Glenda. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's face it, the holidays are tough for any young professional. What with all your lazy coworkers trying to grinch out on gift giving or asking for extra days off. There it is.
Yes. Ah.
Don't they understand that every little bit counts? Wouldn't it be great if they had a work ethic as strong as yours? Let's get started. Evenly mix two cartridges of black toner with two bottles of whiteout, thus canceling each other out in theory alone. Gather up 1 pound of Kringle berries and trick them into disclosing their secrets before blending them into an embarrassed brown paste.
Oh, embarrassed.
Follow by bringing 1 gallon of gargoyle blood to a boil in a discarded cat house and destroy the evidence. Don't worry if there happened to be a cat in there. It's gone now. Next, shred an entire issue of Business Fancy and stir it into the abyss, along with the tears of a scolded intern, until the batter starts breathing on its own.
Yes.
Use your drone to mix 2 pounds of vertiginous chocolate chips into the batter with your while your rich friend develops an app to complain about fluoride, if he can find the time. Seal the batter in a flatulent-safe container and begin delousing yourself publicly with a metal brush, preferably Mangrate brand.
Oh, yeah.
When you're ready, carefully adorn yourself with your favorite enchanted lei.
Oh.
And if you've never been to Hawaii, now's a great time to consider a visit to the Aloha State. Start chanting something in English before rapidly switching to Spanish and breaking the jar over your head in a shower of fragmentos. ¡Ay, caramba, está bueno! When a throbbing mass finally takes shape, grab it with one of those astronaut claw thingies and place it in the nearest microwave. Cook for 75 seconds at 200% power and let sit for one spin class. You've got to keep it tight after all. If the juice was worth the squeeze, scrape the delicious little bastards out of the accursed microwave and remove your lei. You're safe now. Have your scholarship winner garnish the treats with bar graphs and crunch numbers while you write up an expense report.
It's an awfully pointed recipe, isn't it?
If you happen to remember the whole point of this wacky bit, at the last minute, staple on a generous helping of
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Boom, bam. Now you're ready to serve them up at the next sales meeting. May God have mercy on your soul. Another holiday recipe from Kraft.
TMOS Classic.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Hey, hey, the gang's all here. Yes, sirree, here we are, dissed by the neighborhood. No one likes us here.
No one likes us here.
And I'm totally paranoid, and now I don't like anyone, and I'm not being nice anymore.
Well,
took my son on a golf cart ride, saw some people in the neighborhood, didn't wave at any of them.
What are you doing?
I didn't.
It's tough.
There's a guy last night, and this is how lazy he is. He walks his dogs with his golf cart.
We've heard about
him. Yeah. And what he does also is we drive by him last night, and remember, I'm still reeling over the cold Christmas party debacle.
The snub.
And people should be reminded that it wasn't just that you weren't invited to the Christmas party, but someone came and knocked on your door thinking your house was where the Christmas party was, if to really add insult
and
to
Mike's
injury.
And Mike's homes are so close.
Right.
Mike could
I could walk over there. And not even walk.
You could open a window and pass them a drink.
Yeah. Are you ready how close it is? We could go to that party and keep our baby monitor with us.
Oh, man.
And get a baby monitor signal
just like in
quickly
Neighbors.
And easily. It's 3 feet across the way. So this guy, we go by him sometimes when I'm taking my kid out for his little golf cart ride that he loves in the evening.
Sure.
And we drive by him, and he normally sits there, and he's walking his dogs, and then he's like this.
Oh,
that's the way he does. And I wave, and he doesn't wave back. Mm. And this time Carlos says, there he is. The guy said, don't wave at him. Don't wave him. And this time I drove by him like this, and I drove by and say, you're him.
Right.
And this is me the whole time.
You had your gaze follow him as you
passed.
I
just stared at him.
And then he
waved. And then he waved. Because it's tough love. They're like children down here. They're like children.
Wow.
That's the way it is.
Now, but the thing is you shouldn't have to coerce him into waving. Can you think in the bowels of your mind, is there anything
you've done? I'm not being Christian,
done?
Rob Spiewak. I'm not being a good Christian.
No, it's not that. You are being a good Christian. As a matter of fact, right now you're the best Christian you've ever been. You're attending services.
Yeah. Well,
but is there anything you've done outwardly that could have annoyed the entire neighborhood?
You know, I'm beginning to think about it. Okay. Like the other day, I get out yesterday afternoon. In Florida sunshine to do what I love to do, which is to swing the golf club. Mm-hmm. And I'm up on the driving range, and there's this F-stick in front of me, and I'm hitting off a mat because on Monday they make you hit off the synthetic mat, and my golf tees are kind of spraying up in the air, and they're flying around. And I said, man, these tees are flying all over the place. And the guy doesn't turn around and goes, you should use shorter tees.
Oh, man.
And I was so tempted
man
at the top
tees.
Of, and there are 30 people up there, of just turning around and going, hey, pal, you.
Oh,
whoa.
God.
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, I thought you said that.
Because I'm here. I'm here with it. I'm here. We know that we are the 55-year-old man with the younger wife and the little baby. We know we're the aberration now, but I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting fed up.
Look at Carla. They're like, oh,
you know,
man.
There were no rules.
I got that little bag of bones I got to go home to.
When I was next door to my neighbor, Richard, you know, he was 70-whatever, and I was in my 40s. And there was a connection. There was no judgment.
Well,
there was
Richard
none of this.
Rules.
You know, we didn't recommend. We were pals.
Right.
We were buddies. He was my best friend in the neighborhood, and he was 40 years older than I was. You know what I mean? It was just, come on.
Perhaps
give me a break here.
Perhaps people are kinder in the Old Dominion.
I don't know what it is.
Why don't
haven't you been waiting to say that?
Yeah. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Just
say that. You know, Rob, did you say that when you were on 495 this morning?
I did not say that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You should tell Carla to ugly it up. Like, look, she can be beautiful when she's around the house.
Well,
but when she goes out, like, come on.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, she's not capable of that.
Moo moo.
She is not. My wife is someone who is not really capable of leaving the house to go to any public setting whatsoever. She'll run up to the grocery store, the drugstore, like in sweats and without any makeup.
I've never seen her.
But if we are going to any function whatsoever, whether it's lunch,
she
dinner, whatever.
She always looks like
she does
a
it.
10.
A million
yeah.
bucks.
She always does
great.
It.
Yes.
She always does it. But the fact is, I don't know. You know this is not good. You know that my attitude should change. But it is, I joke about it. I kid about it on the radio. Frankly, that social event the other night, I have no idea. I don't know what it was really all about. And you know you take a big risk when you start bitching. It could have been anything.
And you know
I don't
what?
Know, but I don't care because I'm just, man.
And you know what, Mike? If you had been invited, your first reaction would have been dread. Am I right?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I think it would have been. I think you could have gone and made a night of it, but you would have said, hey, Carla, you know, F-Stick invited us over to the house. Oh, God, it's going to suck.
Yeah. I will tell you this, that I have now because of, look, you're absolutely right. Are we up anybody's ass here? No, we're not. We're not trying to, you know, knock on doors. Hey, how are you? Carla's been really cool, like at Halloween, some of the ladies she knows in the neighborhood handing out little gift bags and stuff like that. She's doing the same thing for Christmas time. But at the same time, we're not over the top because you know what? You know how I don't respond well to that.
Right.
I don't respond to that hungry social thing. But at the same time, we don't reject it either.
Right.
And I will be honest with you. Maybe it is the vibe that I give off, but I don't think so. And I try to go up and have conversations with people, but it's just
maybe it's the women that are catty. And most women, with all due respect to the men in your neighborhood, aren't at that age, aren't you really run by your women?
Well, to be honest with you, and most men in this neighborhood, do they really give a rat's ass about anything?
No.
I don't think they do.
No, they give a rat's ass about one thing, Mike.
Yes.
They say, right now, they're thinking, no, they're saying every day is a blessing. No, what they're saying is happy wife, happy life. And if the wife is against something, they're going to have to be against it too.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to cause grief.
Look, let me tell you what it is. I think what it is ultimately, as much as I have absolutely no regrets about moving down here,
right.
Ultimately it is a new neighborhood. And I think anybody, probably, how about the people in the military that listen to this show, that go from town to town to town? I think even though they have structures in the military where they help people with stuff like that, I think ultimately you're moving down to an area you've never been in. You've spent decades in another part of the world. And I think, even when I'm up north, in New England, I've got family up there, so that's a different story. And down here, it's just you've got people
adjusting.
That have been here.
Yeah,
we're still adjusting. I think it's a period of adjustment.
And what did your bishop say? He said, if you want to have a friend, be a friend.
He wasn't a bishop. He was like a minister. He wasn't a bishop.
What did the archbishop say?
But the archbishop, the Monsignor said the other day.
But you know what?
Oh, by the way, I want to jump in with this.
Okay.
I was talking to Rob before the show about this. As much as I love to slam Saturday Night Live, I have to give them props because as much as I like to critique them, I still like that live show is on every week.
Yes.
And the fact is, this past weekend, they get a little more credit because I think they put a few more funny sketches out there than normal, and I thought it was pretty good stuff. Even your guy, Keenan Ivory Wayans, was
Keenan Thompson as something.
Keenan Thompson, yes. I thought it was terrific the way they did that. It was something. Claus made me laugh out loud.
That speaks to the writing because not only do you dislike him, you dislike him singing.
But it was funny.
It was great.
Everybody, basically, even if you're bad at Christmas time, everybody gets a little
something.
That was to me, Mike. That made me smile.
I think you're in a good place right now. One, you're having a tough time, I guess, acclimating to your new surroundings. But you've got your family on the way. You've got your daughter
on
the
way.
That's
huge.
Just in time to get the call from the doctor yesterday after 5 days, telling me that I had C. diff again. Mm. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know what? Yeah. This is actually, you're poised to correct this, and here's
why. Yes, I know.
With your family coming in,
right.
It would be really easy to just take the immediate neighbors and say, hey, why don't you come over for a drink
tonight? Come on over.
Yeah. You don't have to be invited there.
Oh, them?
Yes.
Hell no.
Why not?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not the Christian in you talking.
No, I mean,
that's the DJ in you talking.
That is the DJ.
Oscar tried to be so sincere right there. He was trying
but don't
to be
you
so
see
sincere.
How with a minimum amount of effort, you could fix it just by saying, hey, you know what? Come on over. Come on to my house.
You know, it might be a combination of also what's happening here. This week, Mrs. O'Mara is working down here full time from the home. I am working down here. The little one was, let's just say, a little more needy. You know, and I read, I'm not sure what book, I read him two books. I read him one book that I don't even know the title of because it's basically Polar Bear with the fur that he rubs. You know, it's a tactile book.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And the other book I read is One Morning in Maine by Robert McCloskey, and I read it to him. And today, although I like to be considered Father of the Year, after the eighth reading in a row of the book, Daddy was a little burned. Mrs. O'Mara was over at her desk in her corner, and it was kind of like... Baby.
What about reading him copy? Is anything he'll notice a difference?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, maybe he likes Mack Weldon.
Come on over here, Mike. Michael, little Michael, men's underwear has been basically the same for a half century.
I'm just saying. Is he too young? Two birds with one stone.
Is it also, is it too soon to tell him that, you know, when baby acts needy, Santa Claus hates that?
Yeah. The elf on the shelf.
The tree has been trimmed, and I the last thing I
is
did this
code?
Morning, no, the tree has been trimmed. I put the star. I put the star so bright at the top of the tree. And for some reason,
is it inside or outside? Is it on the lanai?
It's out on the lanai.
Oh,
and
wow,
it is gorgeous. It's
you must
perfect
post a picture.
Out there.
I think you.
Let
must
me
post
tell you why
picture.
It's perfect. When you have a 16-month-old, what's perfect about soon to be 17-month-old?
Right.
When you have a soon to be 17-month-old. You have the tree outside, and what do you have? You're able to see it, and you have a big glass barrier.
It's hermetically sealed.
The child and the tree.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Can't grab anything.
Now, do the dogs ever hassle your tree?
I think that in the past, especially with a real tree,
yeah.
dogs are known to, I'm sure we're not the only ones that have had dogs soil trees.
Yeah, and I know Frankie loved to poop behind the tree.
Yeah, Frankie, and by the way, that issue, maybe it's because of the size of the house, maybe it's being down here, but those days are gone.
Really?
My dog's pretty
saying
much.
That.
Yeah, I am. You're absolutely right. You know, it came out, thank you for knocking on that wood.
Maybe there's
yeah.
a room you don't know about.
That's right, the poop room.
No, they're cool.
It's
they're
the
cool.
Brownatorium.
It's the mud room.
You know what it is? Here it is. I think that next year, 2015, is. I'm already thinking about the way I'm laying things out and that I will be making more of an effort and I will be trying to do. But it just feels like I've been down here a very long time and I feel as though, even in the morning sometimes when I take the dogs out and I see the neighbors,
right.
I feel like they're turning around and walking away. When I go out there, I feel like persona non grata. And I think it's my own paranoia.
No.
I accept that, but I think that's what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe you should turn in. It's tough because it's almost just like you had to stare or mean mug that guy down for a hello. Maybe you should let everybody know how famous you truly are. Hey. People are into that.
People love that.
Yeah, people are into
no.
that.
Even though like you're
be
new
more show busy.
And you're new as a full-timer down there, right? This is the first time you've ever lived there, but you've done many Christmases there.
I have these, and I take these out. On the golf
yeah.
course
cards,
with me,
yeah.
and when somebody asks me what I do, I give them the sentence. I talk about three guys busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
I talk about the fact that we're old radio people, and then I hand them one of these. Mm. And these probably go into the bottom of every golf cart here.
It's time to wrap your golf cart. So
wrap
people
it, yes.
people see what you're about.
I think
they
that would be nice.
Player.
Hey, how about a golf bag?
Yeah, well,
how about
a
tour golf bag? I'll do that.
It does, no, that doesn't do anything for us. It's when you drive around. It's the exposure that we're looking
for. Well, first
of
all, I'm not allowed to wrap the golf cart. I'm not going to be allowed that. But I would be allowed to have a tour bag with the show logo on it.
Instead of saying Hooters, it says the Mike O'Mara Show?
As a matter of fact, I would be more than willing to pursue that if I was given the nod from my partners to get
that
done.
What does a tour
done.
Golf bag go for? I don't know this.
Oh, I think it's like $60.
Well, $60 bucks?
You know what? Let's take a break.
I'm sure it's
Let's
more
take
than
a break. We will come back and we will address that. We will address that.
Why don't I send you an iron on?
And as also, a matter of fact, hold on. If you allow me to do that, if you guys haven't done anything, I will waive any other consideration.
Too late. I've already bought you something.
Oh, I haven't.
Of course you have.
Hey, when we come back, you want to do a fruitcake?
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll do a fruitcake after the commercial.
Excellent, cool.
TMOS Classic.
Isn't that almost impossible to say that?
I know.
Christmas is next week.
Running up on us.
I mean, it's just, bam, it's come up so quickly.
You know how many days there are until Christmas, Mike?
Nine shopping days.
Number nine, number nine. Number nine, number nine, number nine.
Thank you, Rob.
Number nine.
Yes, Christmas is next week only. Okay. All right, without further ado, let's get right to it. It is time for the, what's it called, Rob?
Oh, it is the Progressive Fruitcake Jackpot, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we are 6 for 6. What are you looking for? Fruitcake. What are you making? Fruitcake. Right. here's the thing. If you are not at home or you don't leave an answering machine mentioning fruitcake, the next day we are going to give that person 2 fruitcakes. Now,
Doppel,
our listeners.
Doppel fruitcakes, Mike.
Doppel fruitcake. Mm. Our listeners have responded to this particular promotion better than anything we've ever done. We are 6 for 6. Let's see if we can go 7 for 7. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
Luck.
Here's the letter. Hey, guys. My entry is late because I'm a lazy schlub in the midst of his douchebag 30s. I don't have a heartwarming, inspiring, tear-filled story to tell. Let me start again because I'm not reading properly. Hey, guys. My entry is in late because I'm a lazy schlub in the midst of his douchebag 30s. I don't have a heartwarming, inspiring, tear-filled story to tell. I just really want a fruitcake. Well, with a sentence like that, I'd like to take it from you.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I could tell you I listened to you in Indianapolis in the early 90s and found you guys again on the internet and then listened for all these years, if that helps, because I really just want a fruitcake. I could bring up I shopped through TMOS on Amazon and have used many of your other sponsors, bought the DVDs and so on and so forth, but I kind of just want a fruitcake. If you guys give me a fruitcake, that would be swell. I doubt I'll be a better person. I doubt I'll be a better person and go out into the world saving lives because, again, the whole douchebag 30s thing. But I will at least have a fruitcake. Love the show. P.S. Fruitcake. Jason Yaver from Indianapolis. Let's give Jason a call right now and see if we can go 7 for 7 with our fruitcake.
What's your gut? I think he's going to answer.
Well, he's in his douchebag 30s, so you know, I think maybe he'd be the first one that would blow us off. Oh,
fingers crossed.
Because he's very selfish.
Younger demo.
P.S. Fruitcake.
Generation me.
Yeah. See what happens.
Generation fruitcake.
And he's got to be on his answering machine.
Hello?
Looking for Jason Yaver, please.
That would be him, Mike.
Hey!
Oh, hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
And I suppose you know why I'm calling, right, Jason?
Because I wrote a really lazy letter for a fruitcake.
Yes! 7 for 7.
I love it.
Wow, I am so thrilled with this response to this.
Stuff.
This is delightful. Jason, you lazy douchebag in his 30s, I have to tell you, there is a fruitcake on the way to you in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we sincerely appreciate you supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Great.
Are you in your office right now? Is that what's going on here? Are you giving us office time?
No, I'm at home. I'm leaving for work shortly, but...
wait, what time
can
is
I
it?
Ask, can I ask what you do, Jason?
Technology department at a law school.
Oh,
a technology department. Yeah. So what, they let you roll in about 10 or 11 every morning?
Yeah, I'm the leadership. Right now it's final, so we sit around until somebody screws up their test and then fix it for them.
Jason, it's a made-up position, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
They haven't caught us yet.
Okay, good for you.
All right, you rock, my friend.
Thanks,
Thank you, and Jason, fruitcake's on the way. Thank you so much for listening to Mike O'Mara. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks again. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Give our best to Mayor Hudnut.
You always have to get the last one in. Let me explain. When we're Skyping these people, when I cut them loose, it's like when someone's coming up on a boat and then you cut the rope and they're falling back into the sea. And Rob, if you reach over and pull, you're going to pull the whole boat over if you do.
Oh, I don't want. I just thought you'd enjoy a mention of something from 20 years ago.
Wild Bill Hudnut. There's not one person that remembers that.
But you do.
I do because I was there. Wild Bill Hudnut was the mayor of Indianapolis, and he gave Don and I the key to the city.
Oh, wow.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, personalized golf bags. I've got it.
Oh, you're up.
There you go.
Yeah. Let me
and
see.
You're loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
Now,
hold on.
Obviously,
I've seen
the
them as high as $650.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the bag would have the show logo on it, but could they put a photograph of a disc jockey's face on it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be really good.
Face.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. That's what I want to do.
Well, I mean, if you want attention.
No, I want this. This is what
this
I
is
want.
What he
this
wants, that, Rob.
That's what I want.
You want that?
You want that logo?
The logo?
Well, no, our other logo would pop. The one in back of you
How
would
come
pop,
our
would pop
thing
more.
Doesn't? Does our camera autofocus?
I think it has a it's a depth deal. I think when it gets too close.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the logo in back of you would probably be better because that'll pop.
Or what about all of our faces?
Oscorp. Ah, yeah.
I think Oscorp looks so good on a golf bag.
I think that the name itself would be great.
Yeah. Look, and the website.
Yes. Are you going to hold it up? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, people. If there's a Skype day of your Ustream person. Oh my God.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Mike, if that's really what you want for Christmas, then I don't see why we couldn't say no to that.
I think you should have that.
Yeah.
And then you could have Carla cut a promo for Mike's bag.
Do you guys want to go ahead and order it?
We'll order it. Yes, we'll order it. We'll order it because clearly you won't. So we'll order it for
you. Well, I mean, let me see.
You have to send us exactly what you want because I know if you get what you don't want.
I want the show logo on it.
No, but you have to send us which bag you want.
This one, a tour bag. A tour bag.
You're just pointing.
You know, it's really also the thing is we don't understand the game as you do, Mike.
It's called, it's called.
How about you copy, paste,
all right, write this down. Get a pen out. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Here we go.
Okay, wait, for the record, this will not go well.
No, this is going to be great.
No, here it is. Yeah. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. You go to, you can go to any, just look up.
You know what? I'll Google tour bag.
It's tour staff bag.
Okay, tour staff bag.
Rob Spiewak bag. No, it's tour.
What am I always thinking about?
Bag.
Tour staff bag. Tour. Hi. Make sure you get a tour staff. Tour's bag.
Tour
staff. And then you have it in your garage.
A bag.
Why? Oh. Put in a 9-iron or a driver. And your tour.
And they have cart bags too.
Now, what is the difference?
Well, there's slight differences, just little tiny.
Well, can you explain? Because you're the man who goes out and hits the links.
Yeah, and you're going to want a cart bag. You don't carry your bag. It's not like you're going on tour.
Hey, you know what? The kind of links he's interested in aren't on a computer. They're golf links.
But it's a tour staff bag would be very, very cool.
And, is that a brand or a
and
type?
If you, huh?
Tour staff.
It's not a brand. It's a style of bag. So, and there are pro staff bags. You guys look and figure out what you want to do. It's UFO Tour Golf. That's the
the UFO Tour. Is that where all the Martians play?
It's UFOTourGolf.com. That's a
I'll look it up and I'll figure it out. Okay. Now, is this something Rob and I are splitting or what's going on here? Because
this is something that's coming out of my income as well, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do it
is that considered your present? Because I really
yes,
would
that's
like...
considered my present.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm very comfortable with that. You guys are off the hook.
Wow. I hope I saved the receipt for the jeweler.
That's good. That's good.
Because I got thousands of rings.
Thank God Amazon has a return policy.
Pinky rings. Rob got me pinky rings here. By the way, a little tip of the cap to Mr. Tab Patterson, who is a very funny guy on Facebook. Rob Spiewak's little thread with Johnny Midnight and Tab Patterson, the three, the gang of three, as I like to call them. A picture of Frank Sinatra. I don't know where Tab got it.
It's amazing what he finds,
It was a picture of Frank Sinatra in this little bungalow, and Frank is sitting there, and it looks like a dog is biting his right hand, but he's unfazed by it, and he's sitting in front of a cocktail table, and on the cocktail table is this giant bowl that's filled with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Packs of cigarettes.
Packs of cigarettes like trick-or-treaters would get. And the thing that I'm amazed at when I look at, would you put that photo at like 1960, right?
Something in that.
And if you go back 50 some years, it seems to me this furniture has changed. Chairs used to be tiny and tables were huge.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
Massive.
I'm gonna put these folding chairs around this 40-foot coffee table. And what's on the coffee table? Packs and packs of Camel cigarettes.
Ooh. And so many funny comments where that bowl should be on top of the refrigerator. That's somebody who may have lived in the O'Mara household where the Kent cigarettes used to live on top of the refrigerator always.
Wow, at Big Daddy's house, the cigarettes, I can only remember the very end of my grandparents smoking. Yeah. They were Winston cigarettes, and they were in the cabinet with the medicine.
Wow.
It's like, Daddy needs a cigarette.
We had the cigarettes that were located on top of our family refrigerator, and then the liquor cabinet was down immediately to the left ground level of what was under the sink. So you had all of the chemicals and things that could kill you under the
sink. So like Comet and right and to gin, the left, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we were moving my mom out of the house, I tell the story about reaching in the back and finding the bottle of Early Times whiskey with three fingers left in it, and I know that the last person to drink out of that was my late Uncle Bill Sheehan.
Did all the bottles have the Mr. Yuck sticker on there? So the kids know not to
but
drink
that
it?
Was, just the but gin. But I grew up with that. I was a young enough kid to remember Mr. Yuck. And there may be like, I swear to God, Oscar, there may be like one sticker that my mom put on the inside of the door.
Yeah. It was easier that way. It applied
Mr.
to all
Yuck
items.
Mr. Yuck is green. Now, Mr. You know, Yuck is mean.
When you moved out of the Zit, your house in Manassas, you had a floor-level liquor cabinet as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Was that because like that you trolley. Had it when you grew up?
Did I ever point out to you in that particular cabinet that we never painted the inside of it?
No.
And when I moved in to that house, that cabinet had foodstuffs in it for years, and it had a stench that never left. It never went away. As a matter of fact, when you put glasses in there, you'd take them out, and you'd usually have to wash them again because they'd have some sort of nasty, like, seasoning powdered garlic smell to them that was there forever.
I assume, you know, kitchen storage is always at a premium, but the thing is, I don't know that I'd want to store food at a ground level cabinet. It seems like you'd be inviting vermin, right?
Yeah, it would seem. I mean, again, think about it this way, especially in an older home.
Right.
That's what you don't want to do. Even now with my condo, because it's so old.
Right.
If there's any open bags, I freak out because I said, this is where it starts.
Yep.
This is what happens. This
rats,
is what,
well, yes. mice, guinea pigs, everything.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.